Gervais's, it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
The show, we're answering some very simple questions. Could get you $10,000 and maybe a Mitsubishi Outlander as well. Let's meet our families. First up, welcome back our champs from Victoria, the Langmaid family. $10,000 smile right there. Just remind Australia who you had on board when you took out the dough last night.
I had my sister Cassie, my mother Sue, and my dad Rob.
Good to see you guys back and ready to take them up from Queensland, the Long family. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Great to have you with us. Who have you brought with you?
I got my husband, Nathan, my brother, Ben, and my mum, Robin.
Welcome, guys. Right up. Team captains, round one. Let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name a place that gets very hot. Katie.
The desert.
Let's see. Boom. Pass or play. Hey Nathan.
How are you?
Good to see you. What do you do?
Train driver.
You drive a train?
Yeah, mate. Every kid's little dream.
I know. It's not necessarily just a little kid either. Just quietly, Nathan, still kind of would love to. Is it a button for the horn or one of those?
Neither.
Oh. What makes the horn work?
Little lever.
It's a lever.
It's not so aggressive anymore, mate. You just give it a little pull.
Little
yeah, that's it.
Name a place that gets very hot.
Sauna.
Let's see sauna on the board. Place that gets hot.
I'll go with the oven.
Oven does. That's good. Looking pretty good so far. How are you, Robin?
Good, thanks.
Welcome
Grant.
Along.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here. Place that gets very hot.
I might go with Queensland, seeing we're from Brisbane.
Love that. Let's see if it's on the board. The box, you get the top answer, then you come to these guys, they deliver every single time. Who are these crack players?
I know, we're on 5 to 9.
I know.
Place
that
gets very, very hot.
I'll say the beach.
The beach. Place that gets hot, Nathan.
Go the tropics.
Is tropics on the board? No, it's not. First strike, that's okay. Ben?
The hottest place on earth, the sun.
Oh, hello! Second strike. Langmaids could steal, so they're going to have a think, Robin, but we won't need to go over there because you're amazing and I know you've got a brilliant answer.
Yes, I think I have. Could it be the equator?
It's hot around the equator.
Very hot.
Scientifically very correct, Robin. Let's see if 100 Australians think you are right. Not this time, Ben. Ben just slammed the table like an angry man. Are you the angry man in the family band?
No, that's Nathan.
Train drivers aren't angry. They just go... Rob.
Africa, Grant.
Africa. Sue.
I've got no idea. I'll go Africa too.
Africa as well. Cass.
Random stab in the dark. A tanning bed?
Yeah, Tess. Yours to choose. One of those or your own for the steal.
I'm actually going to go with one of my own.
Yes.
I'm going to go for a bath.
You're going to
say... nice hot bath.
Oh, a bath can be hot. Yeah. How do we feel? Yeah. Okay. It's lukewarm, so to speak, from the audience. Let's see if it gets you over the line, though. Oh. No, sorry, Langmaids. Congratulations, Long family. Ben's dance. Number 65. And remaining answers are number 8. Dubai. In the sun, not the sun itself.
One word difference.
Hey, Mr. Angry Man, I've already warned you once.
He's way bigger than me too, just got
it.
I'm playing with fire. Fire from the sun. Now, if any of these families go on to play for 5 nights in a row and win, they'll be driving home the brand new Mitsubishi Outlander. The Outlander seats 5 with features including Mitsubishi's multi-communication system, dusk-sensing headlamps and CVT auto with paddle shift as well. Now, for everybody playing along at home, what's the top answer to this one? What's something a surgeon might ask for when they're conducting an operation? We'll come back on The Feud to find out. See you in a sec. Families could win $10,000 tonight. Now, before the break, I asked, what's something a surgeon might ask for when they're conducting an operation? The top answer was...
Scalpel!
Righto. Cass, Nathan, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name something that makes your nose itchy. Nathan?
Pepper.
Pepper! Cass.
A sneeze.
Is sneezing there? Sneezing is... Ah! Yours, Nathan. Something that makes your nose itchy.
I'm not too sure. It's a bit of a tough question, but I think having a cold generally makes your nose a bit itchy.
So okay, let's see if that's on the board. Robin just gave you a
mum's in the food indeed.
Robin, your thoughts?
I think spring.
Spring can. I like that. Yeah. Oh, second strike. Langmaid's could steal. Katie.
Maybe if you have sinuses. Yes. Get it itchy nose with sinuses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Gee, 3 from 3. Rob.
A rash.
Sue.
I think I'll say allergy.
Allergy, lovely. Cass. Yes.
I'm thinking hay fever.
Hay fever. Yes. A little bit stronger responses this time from the family. We're lifting.
Yes. Yep, they're doing better. I'm going to stick with my sister and go with hay fever.
Hay fever? Let's see if it gets you guys some points. Hay fever, is that the board? It's 51 to 65. It's pretty close so far. Double points time right now. Give me Sue, give me Ben. Let's play.
Good luck, sir.
You too.
We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something you cut.
Boom.
You don't really need to say boom when you hit it. Because it lights up here, down here, and it also has a sound for you, so you don't have to go boom. But you just wanted to make sure you got it, though, didn't you?
I was just happy to get in first.
Okay. Something you cut.
Paper.
You cut paper.
Yes.
Boom. Okay. Let's see.
I think I'll say the lawn.
You cut the lawn. You got a puff of play, guys.
Very confident this time. I think cut your hair.
You can cut your hair. Yeah. Ben, Ben's right behind you. Loves that answer.
Oh, yes.
Well done, Robin. Well done. So you're at school, right?
Yeah.
And right in front of the kids, what happened?
I was teaching my class of grade 4-5, and I have a stool at the front of my class that I sit down onto. And I thought this time it was right up against the board, so I'm sitting on the stool and went to lean back thinking I was leaning against the board, but there was actually about a 0.5 metre gap. And I've fallen back and got my legs in the air, in a V, up against the board, in a skirt, in front of my And I couldn't get out because I was wedged, so the kids had to come.
You actually jammed in there, like that. Hey, did any of you 4 or 5-year-olds come to help me here?
No grade 4 or 5, so they're like 9-year-olds.
They would have remembered that for a long time.
Yeah.
Old Miss Fawley over off a stool.
Yeah, very embarrassing.
Something you cut.
I've done it before. I cut my finger.
Finger?
Yes.
Something you cut.
Bread.
Bread.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Benno.
I think you can cut your face shaving.
Yeah, you can. You can too. First strike. Oh. That's all right. Early days. Robin?
Nails.
Let's see nails on the board. Yeah. Nice. Currently leading, which is nice, and only two left on the board. Katie, looking good for the Long family.
Cut a dance move.
Do one.
Is that your, that's your signature move?
Yeah.
Hey, kids, check this out. You'll be able to see.
Yeah.
Love it. Hey, hello, little Timmy. Hello at school. Are you still a teacher?
Are you a...
Yes.
Are you a dance teacher, by any chance?
No.
Okay,
not at
good.
All.
No, we don't cut a move in the dance floor. Langmaids could steal, Nathan.
We're going to go left to centre field and say food.
You cut food. Yeah. Okay, let's try it. Oh. Three strikes. Langmaids. Rob.
Grant, this time I'm going to go with cut corners.
You cool. Like a saying. Sue.
Cut flowers.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that you cut a cake.
You cut a cake.
Yes.
Tess.
Sticking with the sister again, hoping it'll come
you
through.
You might as well
time.
Not have even invited Sue and Rob. All right, what are you going to go with, Tess?
Cut the cake.
Cut the cake? And you might be celebrating if you can get you guys some more points. Is cake on the board? Cake is! Yeah, it is a party! Number three. Meat is the other option. Takes the Langmaids to 215. The Longs now trail on 65. If you can't get enough of Family Feud, head to 10 Play where you can catch all the highlights and the fun bits that don't make it into the TV shows sometimes. Plus, you can also play along with our official Family Feud game. Head to 10 Play for all the details. Triple points when we come back on The Feud. Stick around. Score 65 to the Long family. Langmaids on 215 and looking hot after winning $10,000 last night, but it's the family who gets to 300 points in this round could take home $10,000 again tonight, and we're playing for triple points right now, so give me Rob. Robin, let's play. Robin, Robin. We surveyed 100 people. One hand on the table, one hand behind your back. We surveyed 100 people. The top 8 answers are on the board. Name somewhere you shouldn't use your phone. Rob.
In the cinema.
Let's have a look.
In court?
In court. Can you imagine that? I've got this judge. Oh, it's the worst judge ever. Hang on a second, sir, Your Honour. I'll be back in a minute. Pass or play? Somewhere you shouldn't use your phone, Tess.
I would hate it if I was on a date.
And they were on the phone. Oh. Cass.
I'm thinking maybe at church.
Yeah, church. That'd be a bit uncool. Nice. Name somewhere you shouldn't use your phone.
In the car, I think.
Yeah, safety first, Sue. Love it.
Rob? At a wedding. Bad spot.
That would be pretty uncool. Let's see if it's there. Second strike. Righto, Longs, you guys could steal, so have a think just in case. Tess?
I'm going to go along similar lines and say at a funeral.
Yeah. Let's see that on the board. Cass.
I know a lot of people that have done this. I'm thinking maybe on the toilet. Okay, drop it in.
And it's never nice to know that the person you're talking to is currently using the bathroom whilst you're on the phone.
Exactly.
Yucko.
I don't know if this will be right or not, but at work.
What about work? Yeah. Oh. Third strike. It's over to the Longs. Robin.
I think on an aeroplane.
Pen.
Yeah. At a hip-hop concert.
Very specific. Very, very specific. Yeah. Not just a rock concert.
Big news in there.
Yeah. Nathan.
While you're in bed with your wife. Mm.
Oh. Oh, really, really weird answers.
Welcome to the Long family.
But yours to choose, Katie.
I think I'll go with the only voice of reason, my mum, and say on a plane.
Robin says on a plane. Is it there? Station. Hospital. Righto. Well played, Longs, but you're only 4 points short of becoming champions in that round. No one got the 300 points, so sudden death time. Team captains to the podium, please. Righto. There's only one answer on the board here, and it's worth triple points. Whoever wins sudden death right now will win the game and become tonight's champion family. Best of luck. We surveyed 100 people and the top answer is on the board. Name someone depicted on all Australian... Tess?
The Queen?
Is the Queen the top answer for the win? To once again be our champions, Katie, Nathan, Ben and Robin. We loved having you guys here tonight. Thanks for playing. So close. So, so amazingly close. Look, you won't be going home empty-handed. We're going to give you guys the joys of live entertainment with a $1,000 Ticketmaster gift card to be shared between you from the world's leading ticketing agency so you can go to the hip-hop concert of your choice, Benno. You'll also be taking home our brand-new Family Feud board game. Woo-hoo! They are the Long family. Good on you, guys. That was cool. Late nights.
Let's go.
Night one, they took 10,000. Night two, it could be 20. This holiday, you're planning to go to New York over Christmas and have a white Christmas in winter there. Could be really special in just a moment. Yeah. Head back that way. We shoot for another 10 grand next on Fast Money on The Feud.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10play.
Time here in the feud, so let's see if the Langmaid family can now win some cash. If you and Tess get 200 points or more between you, you know how it works, you'll get another $10,000. Yep. Tess is now in our soundproof booth and can't hear your answers. Gonna ask you 5 questions, gonna give you 20 seconds to answer. If you pass, we'll come back if there's time. And the clock starts at the end of the first question. You ready?
Yes.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Good luck, Rob. Name an occupation where you might need an assistant.
Photographer.
Name a vegetable commonly used in Chinese cooking.
Mini corn.
Name something you tie in a bow.
Shoelace.
Name something you buy a lot of when it's on sale.
Toilet paper.
Name something you associate with a court.
Law.
Nice, nice. Yeah. Yeah. Name an occupation where you might need an assistant. You said a photographer. Survey says. Aww. Not the most ideal start.
No, not great.
Name a vegetable commonly used in Chinese cooking. You said mini corn. Oh, that was quite a clever answer. Because they do that. There's a little tiny little tea.
Yeah, yeah.
Soups and stuff. I love it.
Yeah, you love it.
I don't know whether 100 Australians might also think it's a great answer. Let's find out. Survey says 7. That's yeah. Something you tie in a bow, you said. Shoelace. Survey says.
Yeah. That helps.
Yes, that helps.
Name something you buy a lot of when it's on sale. You were very excited about saying, toilet paper! Survey says. Oh. Name something you associate with a court. You said law, court of law, survey says. Oh, three. OK, Rob, not bad. Not bad, mate. Head back to family. To the ball.
Tess, a little tougher than last night.
Oh. You need 128 this time to get $10,000, which is fine, because that's kind of like what he did last night. So now it's your turn. I'm going to ask you the same five questions, but you're the second player, and it's a little harder, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds. If you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time, and if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound. And I'll ask you to try again. Can we remind everybody of Rob's answers? 25 seconds on the clock too, please. And the time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck. Name an occupation where you might need an assistant.
Lawyer.
Name a vegetable commonly used in Chinese cooking.
Bok choy.
Name something you tie in a bow.
Ribbon.
Name something you buy a lot of when it's on sale.
Chocolate.
Name something you associate with a court.
Judge.
They seem to think you did okay.
Hopefully.
Let's go. Well, this time, you don't really help you that much. You've kind of got to deliver right now, okay?
Yep.
Name an occupation where you might need an assistant. You said a lawyer. Survey says. Just four. Dentist was the top answer. So we need 124 now for $10,000. Name a vegetable commonly used in Chinese cooking. You said bok choy. Not bad. Because it's the top answer. Yay! So we're now looking for 80 points to get you guys another 10,000 and take your total to 20,000 from your time here on The Feud. Name something you tie in a bow. You said ribbon. Pretty good. Yeah. Also the top answer. So a soft start, but strong finish so far. We need 32 now for another 10,000. Name something you buy a lot of when it's on sale. You said
chocolate.
Survey says. Clothes was the top answer. So we need 28 now from this final answer to ensure that this wonderful dream of yours to have a white Christmas at the end of the year in New York, to make it even more spectacular.
Yeah.
Final question. Name something you associate with a court. You said judge. 28 or more for $10,000?
Hope so.
Ready?
Yep.
Are we going to New York or New York in style?
Hopefully in style.
Take me to New York in business class, please. Survey says. Tonight. Good night, Australia.